This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benmo, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Family feuds. Home for the holidays. Do you spend a lot of time with your family over the holidays? Family get-togethers can be fun, but they can also be stressful. The fear of disappointing a family member is a major source of holiday stress. You may want to have dinner at your mother's home, but your mother-in-law expects you at hers. What happens when stepfamilies are thrown into the mix? We often worry about what our family members will think or say about our decisions. Will they like the gifts we chose for their kids? And did we spend enough money? What will Grandma say if we don't mash the potatoes her way? In a close-knit family, it's only natural to notice each other's differences. Sadly, our familiarity often makes us feel like we can say whatever we please. Hurt feelings can turn into long-lasting grudges. Are we better off talking behind each other's backs? Some families argue about the same thing at every get-together. Avoiding your family's triggers can be a saving grace. Which subjects should your family avoid? For many families, get-togethers involve alcohol and sweet foods. This can make people say and do things that they later regret. Going outdoors and doing something active together is a good way to avoid these conflicts. Do you still tell your adult sibling not to be a sore loser? Does your aunt still think of you as a spoiled, rotten child? Everyone is getting older, but it can be difficult to forget your family's past. Perhaps it's time to let each other grow up. What does your family do to end a family feud? Do you sit down and talk about your issues? Or do you pretend like nothing happened? Some families only address conflicts by text. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our discussion starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.